KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today, a high of 59, winds northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour. A wind advisory goes into effect at 11 o'clock this morning and runs until 7 p.m. for Cass, Adair, Audubon, Carroll, Crawford, Dallas, and Guthrie counties, and from noon today until 6 p.m. for Pottawatomie, Harrison, Monona, Sac, and Shelby counties. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In news from over the weekend, officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources report a man from Guthrie Center was injured while turkey hunting Saturday morning in rural Guthrie County. Authorities said 51-year-old Richard Groom suffered a wound to his upper torso after being hit by a shot that was fired from another hunter he was hunting with about 10 miles west of Panora. The incident happened around 7:30 a.m. Saturday. Groom was airlifted to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. The incident remained under investigation. A Glenwood woman who went shopping in Council Bluffs with her mother received some devastating news Saturday afternoon. The Omaha World-Herald reports Katie Davis received a call from Glenwood Mayor Kimberly Clark, who also happens to be a sergeant with the Mills County Sheriff's Office. Clark told Davis that a giant oak tree had fallen and crushed Davis's home in the 500 block of North Vine Street. The house was a total loss. The tree had snapped just above the trunk, revealing a hollow section, and fell across the living room in front of the house and on nearby vehicles. The tree came down as a thunderstorm was moving through the area Saturday. The family had been hoping that their cat, Nayla, made it out of the house, which will have to be torn down and rebuilt from scratch. The home was too dangerous to enter Saturday to look for the family pet. A man who fell asleep at the wheel of an SUV suffered serious injuries and was transported to the Montgomery County Hospital by Red Oak Rescue after the vehicle crashed into a field drive Saturday morning. The sheriff's office said 63-year-old Jackie Kendrick of Newmarket was driving west on 270th Street, about 7 miles southeast of Red Oak, when he fell asleep at the wheel of his 2001 Chevy Equinox. Kendrick woke up when the SUV crossed the center line of the road. He overcorrected, causing the vehicle to enter the westbound ditch before hitting a field drive. The SUV sustained about $13,000 damage during the crash that happened at around 7 a.m. Saturday. A woman was arrested early Sunday morning in Montgomery County following a traffic stop for speeding. Sheriff's officials say deputies stopped a car driven by 44-year-old Tracy Kimmett of Essex at around 2:50 a.m. Sunday, about 2 miles west of Elliott on Highway 48. Kimmett was charged with OWI first offense. She was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. And Mills County Sheriff Eugene Goose says no criminal charges will be filed against the former city clerk or the city maintenance supervisor in Pacific Junction in the week of a special investigative report by the Iowa State Auditor. Goose told the Omaha World-Herald he's received no criminal complaint from the Mills County Attorney's Office with regard to Kerry Williams, a city clerk who has since resigned after it was discovered the city owed the IRS more than $73,000. The state auditor's office said almost $32,000 was spent in improper disbursements due to a lack of oversight. The city is working with the IRS to resolve the problem. In our funeral announcements, Noreen Dugan, age 97, of Omaha and formerly of Griswold, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Noreen Dugan will be today at 10:30 at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold, with the Dugan Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. Audrey Twist, age 92 of Exira and formerly of Kimbleton, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Audrey Twist will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Gary Fancher, age 62 of Audubon, died Thursday in a grain bin accident on his farm. Funeral services for Gary Fancher will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Jim Christensen, age 49 of Omaha and formerly of Greenfield, died Thursday. Celebration of life services for Jim Christensen will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Gerald Eugene Hackett, age 86 of Oakland, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Gerald Hackett will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Reverend Harold Peterson, age 89, of Bella Vista, Arkansas, died Tuesday. Celebration of life services for Reverend Harold Peterson will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Elwood Bond, age 94, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Elwood Bond will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Herbert Wegner, age 92, of Erling, died Saturday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial service for Herbert Wegner will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marvin Warner, age 81, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Marvin Warner will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Ramona Woolsey Smith, age 87, of Chandler, Arizona, and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Ramona Woolsey Smith will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Carol Bernita Nelson Christensen, age 88, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A funeral service for Carol Christensen will be held May the 1st at 2 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Odella Ann Roof, age 88, of Adair, died Sunday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Services for Odella Roof are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. And Jim Young, age 79, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Sun City West, Arizona. Services for Jim Young are currently pending with the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.